Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back to Maloney and Fourier. Time now to talk to Rodney Harrison. Rodney is brought to you by Zuti. You can build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. By Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh, and by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. And joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Rodney Harrison. Rodney, how you doing? Lou and Christian here.
All good, fellas. How are you?
Good.
We are good, man. Another
despite the record.
another close game here for the Patriots against a team in Dallas that people think can do big things. First question, how did you feel about the punt, 4th and 3 in overtime midfield?
Well, I mean, I just – it's one of those situations where it really frustrated me because they had a lot of third down and shorts. And for me, I just felt like if it's 4th down and 1, 3rd down and 4, you almost look at that as 2-down territory because you put so much pressure on the defense to have to defend 4 downs. It's a lot of pressure to do things like that, you know, defensively. So I thought it was pretty conservative. I was just expecting a lot more. The league has changed now with the rules and everything now. So you see the really good offenses like Kansas City, Buffalo, Dallas, Green Bay, all those teams are going for it on 4th down. And if you got a good offense and you're not going for it on 4th down, I think you put yourself in a, you know, really in a precarious position.
Do you think Bill Coach is scared, or do you think he's coaching scared?
I don't think he's coaching scared, but I think he understands the strength and weaknesses of his team. And, you know, until they can prove that they can do things on a higher level more consistently, then that's how you get the coach's trust, Christian. You can't get the coach's trust when you're, you know, getting punt blocked and you got penalties all over the place. You're missing tackles. You don't get the coach's trust like that.
Yeah, because that's kind of what I was going for, because it's like it's easy for someone to say, oh, he's scared. But, like, if you're a coach in that locker room, sorry, or you're in one of those meeting rooms, I'm sure you would say, hey, we want to go for it, but you guys can't do it, so I can't call it. I feel like there's he's scared.
It's
he has
trust.
It's all about trust. You can't convince me that you guys can do it, so I can't call it.
And you know, one thing too, man, I was just sitting here thinking about Jonnu Smith. I remember him when he was in the Titans. And before I would see flashes of him as he kind of made his way and became a veteran player in this league. And I used to always say the Titans don't use him enough. The Titans don't use him enough. What he's going to have to do is he's going to have to get to a point, forget about all the expectations and the big contract, and just go out there and play. Because he seems like he's fighting the ball, he's not relaxed, and the kid has so much talent and so much ability that it's like he's putting added pressure on himself. He's finally got the financial security that he's looking for. This is the time just to relax and go out there and play. He doesn't have to be, like, play scared or anything like that. So I'm looking for him to really step up, man, because the expectations when he came here was that this dude could do a lot of different things, be a mismatch for linebackers, safeties, and even cornerbacks, because he's very, very talented kid. He just needs to relax and just play football.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, Rodney. You know, we talk about this offseason, the money that they spent. Day one in free agency, kind of uncharacteristic, but they had it. The other guy that kind of fits that mold, too, is Aguilar, you know, and you could say that drop in overtime, he might have taken that thing to the house. Like, is it just because we see the $11 million tag, we expect more, or is that fair?
No, it's very fair because, I mean, he came in to be a productive member of this team. And you think about what he did last year to earn that $11 million. I mean, he was catching those passes. And then it just seems to me, all of a sudden, you come to the Patriots, yeah, the expectations are high. Expectations are high any place you want to win. You know, so you got to go out there and you got to be able to make the plays under pressure when it matters most. And the teams that you've seen that in the past from Coach Belichick, you're just not seeing that now. And it's just, it's just a process, man. Now, you know, you got different players. These players are younger. They just don't understand the nature of the league a lot of times. And right now, they're just not executing.
So we're talking to Rodney Harrison. Rodney, okay, so help me out with the 3rd and 25 call by the Patriots. So it's 3rd and 25, and the Cowboys end up getting 24 yards, and they end up kicking a field goal. Can you explain to me what they were trying to do defensively to open that up? No, I'm not even kidding. Like, I see all these people drawing up these scouting reports, and this is what happened, and they did this wrong, and the crosser. Like, I don't. What was the goal there?
I think I remember which one you're talking about. You're talking about with CeeDee Lamb doing
yes.
that deep dig,
yes,
deep
yes.
dig route, right?
Yes.
See, first of all, see, you guys are paying attention to the wrong thing. I would have had J.C. Jackson. I'm sitting there the whole time wondering, why isn't J.C. Jackson on him? Why do you have Mills on there? Mills, let me tell you something about Mills. Mills is a really good player, but you have to put him in the right position. Outside is not the right position for Jalen Mills. Philadelphia knew what was going on. They moved him to safety. You got to put him in at the star position, the nickel position, or the dime position, or you put him at safety. But the Dallas Cowboys had seen Jalen Mills for years, so they went after him and they exposed him. You got to get Jalen off that corner because that's not his natural position.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point too, because they also looked like they were picking on him when they threw that fade route in the right corner end zone. He was the one covering the wide receivers.
Christian. I just went back and I just watched it, and it was so easy. And that's why CeeDee Lamb was laughing at the guy. He's like, are you kidding me? You putting this guy on me? And he made a little quick jab, and he beat him, and it was so easy in the back of the end zone. CeeDee Lamb is like laughing. I mean, you know, so that's my whole point. Jalen Mills is a very effective player. He's a very versatile player, but you have to put him inside where he can blitz. He can come off the edge. He can make tackles. He can disguise. He can match up with, you know, the slot guys. And then you can switch him and move him to safety if you're trying to disguise. That's what Jalen Mills is about, in my opinion.
All right, we're talking to Rodney Harrison, joining us on the Harbor One Hotline. Rodney, I think this term kind of came into play with the Patriots, I think, after you left. I don't remember this term with you there. This bend but don't break, right? Like, I feel like that wasn't part of your defenses. So is that something that works?
Listen, at times it was part of our defenses. When you go against, like, the Peyton Mannings, or you go against some high-potent offenses, you're not going to always be able to get in a traditional defense and stop these guys. Sometimes you got to rush 3. Sometimes you drop 8. Sometimes you rush 6 or 7 and try to catch them off. But it's just one of those things. But, yeah, at times you bend but don't break. But the type of defense that we had, we didn't really let the offense dictate what they wanted to do. We went after them. We were aggressive. We were on the same page as far as communication, disguise, and all those different things. And I just think that, you know, when you look at the Patriots, when I watch them on tape, like Judon, he sticks out, but you don't really see anybody else stick out. It's like nobody else is that special player. You know, nobody's making those special plays. And the one thing, too, that I'm watching, too, like, you got to love football. If somebody makes a play, it should be 6 or 7 guys jumping on top of his head, not just one guy jogging over there casually congratulating. It's all those little things that I look for in championship-type caliber football, and we're just not getting on the defensive side.
Yeah, you see, Ty Law, he talks to the guys Tuesday morning, and he was talking about that swag, that lack of swag that the Patriots have in that secondary. He said, going back to some of his teams when it was, you know, kind of on an island doing his thing, or Teddy might change a call because it was just almost like a trust factor, but you guys had that swag, and I think he brought that up.
Yeah, but the way you get that swag is you have to build that swag. It just doesn't happen overnight. And if I'm a leader in that locker room, I don't care if we have to meet at 6:30 in the morning, every morning, and watch tape as a defensive back unit, or if we have to do it after practice, whatever it's going to take for us to become a better unit. You have to put the time in if you want to get better. That's the only way, Christian. There's no shortcuts, right?
So real quick, because Ty did say that you guys sometimes called different plays back then. Like, they called it in, and Teddy sometimes once in a while would look around at you or somebody else and say, tired, whatever. We're going to run this. We'll deal with it when we get to the sidelines. You guys change plays a lot?
That's right. Yeah, man. And you know what? You have to be united. But if you're united, and coach would tell us, hey, guys, if you change a play, I'm good with it as long as everybody's on the same page. Mm-hmm. So that gave me confidence. That gave Teddy confidence as well as Ty that we could change the plays, but we had that responsibility of making sure that everybody was on the same page so we wouldn't have to, you know, answer the coach. So when you do that, coach gives you more freedom. you know, to do different things. So that was the beauty about playing with Belichick. It's not like he's this dictator saying, oh, it's my way or the highway. I would come in and suggest things all the time. The coach said, you know what, cool.
Yeah, but you know what, Rodney? So Devin McCourty's been talking a lot about like the teams of the past, the players of the past, and like and how he feels like, I'm just paraphrasing, that, you know, we can't be, you can't look at this team, you know, and expect what you got in 03 and 04. And I'm sitting here listening to you, and I know who was on that defense. A lot of old, proud, respected, you know, hard-fighting, intelligent football players who were all on the same page. I mean, for one, because you're very talented. Like, I feel like this is the problem with this team, this defense. Like, they're not that talented. Like, they're just not. So to expect Bill to give them a long leash, so, you know, I think is kind of like, you know, careless and reckless.
The expectations are this: stop the run, okay? Set the edge, make the tackle, communicate, don't blow any coverages. If you have inside technique and you're taking that away, don't let them catch the ball in the inside. That's all the expectation is. It wasn't, hey, you got to be a top two or three defense in the National Football League. The expectation has always been that. That's always been the standard. And when you think about guys like myself, Ty Law, and other, you know, ex-Patriots that talk about that, all we're talking about is the standard. Because Coach Belichick, he's the same coach. Yeah, obviously the, you know, dynamic around him has changed with no Brady and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, the expectation is the same. Go out there and do your job. From a defensive standpoint.
Talking to Rodney Harrison. Rodney, we talk to Mac Jones every Monday. He actually said he enjoys getting hit because he likes getting up. So, but he's just getting hit too much. And I don't know what the answer is. You got running backs that can't pass protect you. Isaiah Wynn has just been bad all year long. Like, how does that get better? Because he's going to get killed.
Well, and that's kind of the problem. And people think, okay, why can't they throw the ball down the field? Because it's hard to have 6 and 7 step drops, you know, when 5 and 7 step drops, when you're getting pressure all the time. Hey, man, 6, 7 man protections. Ask Christian. Heck, he's an offensive guy.
I was always running routes.
He can't block, though. They never asked him to do that. He's too pretty.
Like they did against Tampa Bay. It was the quick passing game, run the football, screens, trick plays, just try to slow down the defense. That's why Josh get paid millions of dollars. He has to come up with this type of stuff, not me.
So Rodney, I was arguing with Lou about the next 5 games, okay? They got the Jets, they're at the Chargers, they're at the Panthers, they got the Browns, and then they're at the Falcons, okay? So they're 2-4 right now. Like, I'm just looking at this schedule, and I don't see any, like, giant killers in here. I don't see anybody I should be really scared of. I believe they can beat every one of these teams with the goal of being 4-1. What do you think? What's your thought on, like, looking forward to these next 5 opponents?
I'm spot on with you, Christian. I'd say the same thing. I mean, it's no one that I'm just absolutely afraid of. You think about it, they stink at home. Last year, they went out to the Chargers out there in Cali and kicked the Chargers' butt. They feel like they can do that. There's not a team, and you look at the Chargers' defense. Chargers' defense isn't very good as far as stopping a run. I mean, they just let you up and down the field, no problem. But, yeah, that's the expectation. I expect the Patriots to win these next games.
So I know we're gonna let you go, but this weekend, Richard Seymour is gonna get his red jacket. You're probably not gonna be able to be out. You're probably gonna be in route or working, I'm assuming. Any thoughts on Big C and just, you know, how, you know, his, you know, impact not only on the team but just, you know, on the region as a whole?
Great question, Christian. Yeah, I'm not able to make it because I have to fly to San Francisco for Sunday Night Football Saturday. But, yeah, Big C, you know, he was one of the guys that really welcomed me in once I came back. I mean, when I came and signed with the Patriots, I developed a close bond, a close brotherhood with him. You know, like his effort in the weight room, in the meeting rooms, and just the type of teammate that he was, man. He was just such a good, just a good guy, always had a good heart, always very empathetic with other people, cared about how other people felt, and was just a very humble, humble giant. And that's what I love about Big C. You know, and he deserves this Patriots Hall of Fame. He deserves the other Hall of Fame. He deserves everything that he gets because he's such an unselfish, just a great dude, and I love him, and I'm so proud of him. Thank you for that moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the way, Rodney, I'm curious. How are the fans out in Pittsburgh? They treat you okay? Or
Hey, it was nothing but love. I mean, how could they not? I mean, we kicked their butts enough.
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. Kicked their butts. I don't think they like you very much.
Is there a stadium that that you go to that while you were a player where they just really hated you? Like, was there one stadium that stood out more than the others, even when you were playing for the Chargers? The old AFC West?
Oakland.
I tell you, man, it was Oakland was always that because, you know, the Chargers and the Raiders hated each other. It was always kind of that rivalry, yeah, there. But other than that, you know, like, hey, man, I just play football, man. I can't control the fans. I love the fans. I love Pittsburgh fans. They show love. They're very respectful, and that's all I ask. I was like, look, I'm doing my job. I'm trying to take photos with y'all. It's all good. I'm just here trying to work, you know?
All right, Rodney Harris, you can check him out on NBC Sunday night. It's got the Colts, Niners, their kickoff, I believe, 8:20. Rodney, thanks a lot for joining us, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, you guys have a blessed week. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Rodney.
Rodney Harrison.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.